We're doing the Netivot Shalom on Parshat Vayera. The topic is V'yadu Mitzrayim Ki Ani Hashem. Let the Egyptians know I am Hashem. And we'll dedicate it to Hena Bat Shmuel. Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. V'yadu Mitzrayim Ki Ani Hashem Intoti Et Yadi Al Mitzrayim. The verse says, the Egyptians shall know that I am Hashem as I extend my hand over Egypt. B'sefer Degel Machane Ephraim Hiksha B'shem Ol Zarua or B'shem Adonos Keno Abal Shem Tov. So the Machne Ephraim quotes the following question from the Baal Shem Tov. Haim b'chdei shidu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem tzirich haya leshadei et kol ha-marachot shelo b'derech ha-teva? Hashem wants the Egyptians to know that he's running the show. So in order to attain that, Hashem had to change everything in the course of nature. V'chol ha-otot v'amoftim ha-yad ha-chazaka v'amora gadol. Hashem had to do all these different wonders and miracles and this powerful hand and this awesome miracles, all in order to get the Egyptians to know that Hashem is running the show. So look over there. He answers it, that when the verse says, I want Egypt to know, the verse isn't really talking about the Egyptians. It's talking about that when it says, I want Egypt to know, God means, I want the Jews that are in Egypt that have already become Egyptians. When it says V'yadu Mitzrayim, it's not talking about the Egyptians. The Baal Shem Tov says it's talking about the Jews that have distanced themselves so much that now they're already partially Egyptian. K'negdam ne'emar V'yadu Mitzrayim k'ani Hashem. About them Hashem says, I want the Egypt to know that I am Hashem. She'gam ha'chelek ha'mitzri she'bem yadu v'yakiru k'ani Hashem. When Hashem says, I want Egypt to know, Hashem means I want the Egyptian part of those Jews to be forced to recognize that. V'lechor ha'adayim kashev, chi b'shvil otam she'kol kach nit'avu, ken tzarich l'shaded kol ha'marachot. So I still have a question, he says. For those who got so defiled, Hashem has to change all of nature? What's going on here? V'yesh lever b'zeh od, t'ine kol b'rat olam, he im matara v'yiud shel umalea haaretz de'a et Hashem. So we have to explain this further. The creation of the world is with this goal, that the world will recognize, will come to know that Hashem is running the world. One of the main points of the world is that the world should move forward and recognize that Hashem is running the show. V'zeh gam shor she'emunah b'viat ha-mashiach. And this is really at the root of the faith that the Mashiach is coming. Because undoubtedly Hashem created the world with a goal in mind, and that goal will be fulfilled with the coming of the Mashiach. That at that time we will reach a point where everyone will recognize that Hashem is running the world. And the essence of Hashem's will in the Exodus, haya lavi letikun hagamur. The Exodus was supposed to bring us forward to the ultimate fixing of the world. Laviyam el har Sinai v'latet lehem ta Torah, to bring the people to Sinai, to give them the Torah, v'abriya tavo letikuna. And then the world would be a fixed world. So the Exodus is an integral step in moving the world forward. And had it not been for the sin of the golden calf, the world would have really attained that level of a complete fixing. As the verse says, I wanted you to be godlike. I wanted you all to be of high stature. That the people had an aspect that they were angel-like after receiving the Torah directly from Hashem. Achen, ke'adam temutun. Then the verse says, but now that you've messed up, then you're going to have to die like humans. Shal yedei chet ha'egel nafelu mimadregatam. Because of the sin of the golden calf, they fell from that level. Uche hakdama le'olam ha'tikun, so if we're headed to a period of fixing, then the prelude to that is the removal of defilement. והיות ומצרים הייתה ערוות הארץ מקור התומה, and being that Egypt was really the most defiled part of the earth, the source of defilement, לכך נדרשו כל האותות והמופתים עד שגם מצרים ידעו כי אני השם. That's why all the miracles were necessary to reach the point that they recognize that Hashem is running the show. לשבר כוח התומה כהכנה לקראת תיקון הגמור. Because Hashem had to counter the forces of Tuma. Hashem had to counter what they were holding in order to prepare the scene for the complete fixing. וכל גלות מצרים הייתה גם כן על פי הכוונה להביא על ידי זה את העולם לתיקון הגמור. And that was also part of the plan in exiling us to Egypt. וכמו שאמר השם לאברהם בברית בין הבתרים, and as Hashem tells Avram in the covenant, he says, ידוע תדע כי גר יהיה זרחה בארץ לא להם ועבדום ועינו אותם. I want you to know that your children will be sojourners in a land that's not theirs. They will work for them and they will afflict them. ואחריכן יצאו, and then they'll leave with great wealth. שגלות מצרים לא הייתה בסיבת חטאם לרצות עונש כלשהו. That Hashem's telling Avram, I want you to know they're going to be down there. And it's not a punishment for any sin that they did. The fact that Am Yisrael had to be in Mitzrayim is not as a punishment. Ve'shivim nefesh tzadikim v'torim yordu l'Mitzrayim. But rather, you had 70 righteous, pure souls going down to Egypt with Yaakov Avinu. Ela she'amar Hashem l'Avraham di'im ritzoncha she'zarecha yeh am ha'nivchar. But what Hashem said to Avraham is, if you want your seed to be the chosen nation, ve'al yadam tavo abriya l'tikuna, that they should be the instrument of bringing the world to fixing, צריכים הם לרדת מצרימה לזכך שם את החומר. They have to go down to Egypt. There they will purify the mundane עד שיהיו רואים להיות עם הנבחר. Till they will be fitting to be the chosen nation. מאחר שבני ישראל כבר נזדקחו במצרים, היה צריך גם להעביר את רוח התומה מן הארץ, being that we'd already been purged, so to speak, in Egypt. So Hashem made his step to remove the spirit of defilement from the land, and this was preparatory to the world's being fixed. And that was also the idea behind the 10 plagues, Gilad, the 10 plagues. Kedita mimaran bal yesod v'shorish ha'avodna, that there was a fantastic work called the Yesod v'shorish ha'avodna, and he says, listen guys, four words, five words. Shira, that evil, I efshar la'akor b'sichliyut, cannot be uprooted with intellect alone, I would add. You want to fight evil? Don't think that you can simply fight an intellectual war. It's not going to work. Go make sanctions. That's not going to work. Ela rak b'maaseh b'fo'al. The war against evil must be a war that involves action. V'lekach b'chdei l'shaber et koach hara v'atumah shel Mitzrayim. And that's why in order to break the force of evil, the defilement of Egypt, darush haya l'kol ha'otot v'amoftim v'amakot b'fo'al. It was necessary to have these wonders, these miracles, these plagues in action. להכניע, to subdue, ולשבר כוח התומה מן העולם, and to break the power of defilement from the world. Wow, if we came only for this paragraph tonight, it was worth it. Something to think about. וזה לעומת זה עשה אלוקים. And Hashem created the world as correspondence. There are corresponding forces in the world. שכנגד העשר ספירות הקדושה יש גם עשר ספירות הקליפה. You have 10 levels of holiness, 10 levels of defilement, however you'll translate the word ספירות. וכמו שהעשר ספירות מחולקים לשלושה תחתיים, שניים ושלישיים, דהיינו, he gives us acronyms here, נון ה' יוד מם, חס ג' תף, and חבד, כך גם חוכמה המכות מחולקים לשלושה. Just as the levels of the different spirit are divided into three levels, so too the makos were divided into sets of three. Ditzach, that was underground, mitachat me'akalka, kenegitzvot anuchot midot nunei yudmem. Adash corresponds to the middle traits, and be'achav corresponds to the higher levels. V'la'achav shehika Hashem b'chol esos svirot eklipa, so Hashem, so to speak, had 10 plagues, each one battling a different type of external influence. V'gam b'mitzrayim mekotim ma'ayadu ki ani Hashem. And the Egyptians themselves realized that the Hashem is running the show. Then you could start this new part of world history. Israel could leave Egypt, and the world can start being fixed. So, if we had to summarize what he's saying, there's an aspect that Am Yisrael is receiving the Torah is supposed to move the whole world forward to be fixed. And if you want to fight the evil that's in Egypt, you have to have a battle. It's not enough to have a Torah come down and teach a theoretical Torah to Am Yisrael, and then Am Yisrael does the mitzvos. That's not enough. There has to be a battle against the forces of evil before you can promote the forces of good, and that's what's happening with the Makos. The work Chesed L'Avram comes to explain why is it that Am Yisrael only inherited 7 nations, ולא גם את הקני הכניזי והקדמוני, כמו שהבטיח השם יתברך לאברהם אבינו. Hashem had promised Avram that we would inherit 10 nations in Israel, when in fact we only inherited 7. לפי שירושת הארץ תלויה בתיקון המידות. Because inheriting the land of Israel is contingent on our fixing our traits. וכיוון ששבעת הרועים תקנו 7 מידות, and being that we had 7 great leaders, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe. We had 7 great shepherds, 7 great leaders that fixed 7 traits. Kenegdam zechu Yisrael areshet edeot shiva amimim. Corresponding to that, we merited to conquer the territory of 7 nations. Aval hakeni haknizi v'akadmoni shem keneged gimel rishonot. But when it comes to these 3 nations that correspond to 3 other traits, הייתה הכוונה העליונה שלאחר תיקון הגמור שיתוקנו גם גימל ראשונות אז ירשו את כל הארץ העשרה ממין. Hashem's intent was that only after we completely fix ourselves, then we would inherit that part of the land. והיות ולא אביה תיקון הגמור, and being that we didn't completely fix ourselves, הכן לא זכו לרשת את הקני הכניסי והקדמוני, that's why we didn't inherit them. ורק שיבוא מלך המשיח ויתקן גם השלוש ראשונות, and only when the Mashiach comes and he helps us fix our final 3 traits, וכדכתיב נחה עליו רוח השם רוח חוכמה ובינה רוח דעת ויראת השם, his spirit will teach us חוכמה, בינה, דעת, the top 3 traits, חב"ד, when that's what חב"ד stands for, חוכמה, בינה, דעת, אז יזכו לרשת את כל היוד ארצות. When we can have those 3 fixed, then we can inherit the final 3 nations and have the territory of all 10 nations. I don't know. I think we still got work to go.
No, of course, but we can
have
around 10
years. Now the Netivot Shalom concludes. Based on this, we can understand what Hashem says, I will harden the heart of Paro. And so too when Hashem says, I hardened his heart. If Hashem hardened his heart, he didn't have free choice, so what's he getting punished for? But rather, it's as we explained, the plagues were not as a punishment to the Egyptians, but rather it was a necessary step to remove the defilement from the land and to bring the world to its goal. ולכן גם בכל פרשת המכות מוזכר תמיד שם הוויה שמורה על חסד. And that's why throughout the plagues you see Hashem's name that's used as the tetragrammaton which reflects Hashem's kindness. How could that name be used when people are being killed? You have the firstborn being killed and Hashem is passing through Mitzrayim with all his kindness. That's kindness. ולכאורה היה לו להזכיר שם אלוקים כיוון שנעשו בהם דינים. We would expect the name Elohim, the name that refers to exacting judgment, to be used. Hashem is judging them. אלא שבאמת הכל היה עניין של חסד. But rather, the truth is, all these plagues, it was all done with the idea of kindness, שעל ידי שנעשו בהם האותות והמופתים נשבר כוח הרע והטומאה. Hashem was really fast-forwarding. Hashem was doing these miracles to break the power of defilement. ובשביל זה היה כל שידוד המערכות והיד החזקה. And this answers the original question, why did Hashem change all of nature? Why did Hashem use his powerful hand? והמורה הגדול and use such awe להביא את הבריאה לתכליתה ותיקונה. It was all in order to bring the world forward. And if you want to bring the world forward, that's what he said earlier, you can't fight evil without a fight. It doesn't work intellectually. You want to fight evil, then there's going to have to be actions. And that's what the Makos were.